Joining me now live in studio, we have special guest Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, Christine.
You know, this is Human Trafficking Awareness Month, and when we talk about awareness of it, I find over the years when we've done stories about this, I think a lot of people don't have an idea of really how much of a problem this is and how much of it is happening locally here right in our backyards.
Yeah, I think it's easy for people to think, well, that's happening somewhere else, and it is happening somewhere else. It's happening globally, it's happening, you know, nationally, and it's happening, unfortunately, locally. And that's why it's really important for us to make sure we get out there and explain what it is and try to educate people as to what signs they can look for so that they can report it to the appropriate people.
What's the best definition of human trafficking? I think people think, well, is that just prostitution and people want to do that anyway, but that's not really accurate.
No, I mean the specific definition that has been out there, one of them is that human traffickers are using violence, threats, lies, debt bondage, and other forms of coercion to force women, men, and children to engage in commercial sex against their will. And under state law here in Massachusetts, any minor under the age of 18 years of age induced into commercial sex trafficking that individual, they don't have to use force or fraud, because under the age of 18, they don't have the ability to consent.
And I guess with the digital world that we live in now, with a lot of things really behind closed doors, you hear stories sometimes about kids that get lured into this kind of life online and seem to disappear behind closed doors, and it's pretty scary stuff.
It is. I mean, absolutely. And that's why, you know, it's a world fraught with peril for people, for young kids who maybe have traumatic lives going on, and they've run away, and they have drug issues, and they're out in the world, and they have nowhere to go. And these people, these human traffickers, will use very, very difficult control tactics to control them as to what they do. They'll lure them in. They'll try to be their friend. They'll try to be their partner. And then very often it will turn into something that it never was meant to be.
Now, what is your office doing to combat this? What kind of programs are you working with? I know there's been more arrests over the years because we've covered them.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've certainly been doing, since 2018, we've been dealing a lot with the CSEC cases. CSEC is the commercial sexual exploitation of children. And since 2018, our offices, you know, we have a nationally accredited children's advocacy center. We've received more than 360 cases of CSEC cases, and we're trying to make sure that we can continue to work with the multidisciplinary partners to provide a survivor-informed response and resources for those kids, and at the same time try to pursue the people who are going, they're hurting the children, and making sure we can hold them accountable for their actions.
How can people, if they suspect that somebody may be headed in that direction or is maybe being held in a situation that they don't want to be in, are there signs to look for? Is there something that an outsider can do? A lot of times people think it's none of my business.
Well, that's exactly why we've been doing the trainings through our Children's Advocacy Center and going to schools and having forums, even virtual forums, as to what the signs are to look for, to make sure that if you see a child that's in that situation, that you can try to reach out and help them. And if you believe that something is going on with a person or a child, if somebody's been in a very coercive relationship and they're doing things that they don't want to do of a sexual nature, to reach out, and to reach out to the national hotlines. There's a national human trafficking hotline at 1-888-373-7888. And also you can go on PlymouthDA.com. We have all the information there that you can reach out and talk to a professional who can, A, try to make sure we can investigate this matter, B, try to prevent things in the future and help these kids and get them the sources that they need, and most importantly from our point of view is holding the people who are doing these deeds accountable for their actions and making sure they can't hurt other people.
Some scary stuff, and I think, again, you know, covering some of the arrests over the years, I think people would be surprised how much of that is happening right here on the South Shore.
Right. No, it really is true.
Again, that's Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. The best way to contact your office
is always, you can go on PlymouthDA.com, or you can call the office at 1-508-584-8120.
Thanks for joining us this morning.